The Monster Jazz Formula, Lesson 4, Foundations of Musical Success, Part 2, Your Musical Vision. In this lesson, you will clarify your vision for the future. You will take the work you've done in previous lessons on dreams and values, and you'll craft a vision statement. This statement will serve as your big goal for the future. It's your ideal musical state 5 years down the road. It's what you strive for and what you aim at. The clearer you are about your musical vision, the more effective your practicing will become and the faster you will reach your goals. All jazz pioneers have vision. They see what is possible and they go for it wholeheartedly. They think constantly about what they want to achieve and accomplish with music. They think long term, 5, 10, even 20 years into the future. Their eyes are open to opportunities and possibilities. Now, your vision will change throughout your musical development, just like your dreams, values, and plans. But no matter what your current level is, you can start developing a vision for your future. As you advance, your vision will become clearer and more focused. If you want to become a monster jazz musician, you already have vision. Now take it further. Think big. There are no limits to what you can accomplish. How far will you take your music? Start thinking about that now, no matter what your current level is. Now, chops are easy to get. Anyone with a plan, a teacher, and some dedication can become a competent musician in a relatively short period of time, really. A few years. But if you want to go for the top and become a monster, you need vision. Decide to become a visionary leader. All great jazz musicians, and all great men and women for that matter, were and are visionary leaders. Now, chances are that not only will your vision change and grow, you will most likely have several or many different visions throughout your life. Think about the career of one of the greats. Take Miles Davis, for instance. During his career, his vision certainly changed and morphed many times. It's easy to lose sight of just how long his career was, but many of his major contributions to jazz took place over many years. Some of his major periods lasted 5 or 10 years. With each band's peak, he realized yet another vision, another big goal. Then he moved on to his next project until he nailed that. Imagine what would happen if you dedicated the next 5 years of your life to one clear vision. Say you decided to focus on playing ballads. You would go back through the tradition and learn all of the great ballads and study the great renditions of Body and Soul, Round Midnight, Time After Time, Mood Indigo, and so on. You would get your hands on every recording and version of these tunes you could find. You would study and emulate the masters and eventually master the genre. You might make a few records along the way and develop a truly unique sound. Then, when you felt you were finished and had accomplished all of your goals, you would move on. Maybe after spending so much time on ballads, you would want to really change the pace and change directions. Maybe your next band would focus on high-energy free music, or maybe you would get bitten by the Latin bug and travel to Puerto Rico to study salsa or Latin jazz. If you look back at any of the greats, they went through periods where they seemed to have been single-mindedly focused on one thing. They followed through and mastered it. Then they moved on to the next vision. Your vision statement is intended to inspire you. It must be big, noble, and exciting. If your vision statement is in harmony with your values, it will be exciting. It will motivate you to action. It will give you an even greater sense of purpose. Later in the book, we will literally connect your vision with your daily practicing by setting excellent goals and making plans to achieve them. When this happens, amazing energy will be unleashed. This process can put fire and purpose in your playing that you never knew existed. Now you might be thinking, did Miles really have a vision statement? I don't know, but I doubt it. All of these planning tools are tools that were developed by watching and observing these high achievers. Miles certainly had a vision and a purpose, he just probably didn't think about it in these terms. He certainly had goals, written or not, that he took action on and followed through on. There are exceptions to the rule. Some people are naturally focused and follow through without using written plans and goals. They are the exception. I do know of a few teachers here in Boston at New England Conservatory in Berkeley who use these tools. They have their students craft mission statements and they teach planning methods for constructing a practice routine. But this stuff is too often overlooked in the music world. The people who use it take it for granted that the rest of us will figure it out. You may or may not realize this, but every music class, lesson, or method book is really just someone's plan. They had a vision of what they wanted to teach someone or what they wanted to do, and they created a plan to get there. Or it's actually a plan they made for themselves that they simply packaged up to sell to you. This course is about teaching you to create your own plan so you can go on to accomplish any musical goal you desire. Once you have established your values and you put a few dreams down on paper, you're ready to start crafting your vision statement. Your vision statement should be clear and succinct. It should be perhaps a paragraph in length, 3 to 5 sentences. You will have to ask yourself about the future. This is actually going to require courage and strength. If it's uncomfortable at first, that's okay. First, you should reread your values list. Make any changes that you see fit at this point. Remember, this is a gradual and constant process. Next, go back to your list of 10 musical dreams. Again, make any changes that you see fit. Now, choose the top 3 to 5 dreams from the list and place them in order of importance. Now, here are 2 exercises to help you figure out your vision statement. Be sure to print out the PDF worksheets for each lesson and do the assignments. It's the only way that this stuff will bring you the results with music that you want. Okay, exercise number 1. Write a eulogy for yourself. Imagine you were gone and a close friend or peer was reading a eulogy at your memorial service in front of your family, friends, and the whole jazz community. How would you want to be remembered? What would you want to be known for? What aspects of your life and accomplishments would you want them to talk about? This is a powerful exercise. Now, exercise number 2. Pretend you are a jazz critic writing a review about a performance or release. Pretend it's your performance or release 5 years from now. How would you want your music to be described? What elements would you want to stand out in your music? Make this an ideal description. Now, use the exercises you just completed to craft a vision statement of your playing in the future. There will be elements in both the review and the eulogy that you may want to use in your vision statement. Remember, make it as clear as possible. While writing it, keep the following questions on your mind. How far can I go? Can I go farther? Can I go in a different direction? Start with your top 3 to 5 dreams and begin crafting a paragraph that describes what you will do, accomplish, and what your music will sound like in the future. Make your statement bold and emotional. Remember, the purpose of this statement is to motivate you and inspire you to keep moving farther and keep taking action. Your statement may scare you at first. It may seem uncomfortable and unrealistic. That's fine. In the coming lessons, you will learn how to break it all down into bite-sized pieces, pieces that you know you can hit. And as you hit target after target, your confidence will grow and your confidence in the inevitability of your vision will grow. In the next lesson, we'll finish off your foundation for musical success with the final piece of the puzzle. But first, go do the Lesson 4 exercises. Up next, the Monster Jazz Formula, Lesson 5, Foundations of Musical Success, Part 3, Your mission statement.